In this bulletin, people around the world remember the 9/11 terror attacks 20 years on. A new campaign launches across Australia today to get millions more people vaccinated against COVID-19. And in sport, the AFL Grand Final to be an all Melbourne affair after the Western Bulldogs demolished Port Adelaide last night. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Families of the victims of the September 11 terror attacks have paid tribute to those who died at a special ceremony to mark the event's 20th anniversary. President Joe Biden and former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton joined victims' relatives and first responders at the 9/11 Memorial Plaza in New York. The ceremony began with a moment of silence at 8:46 a.m., the exact time the first of two planes flew into the World Trade Center. Twin Towers. The father of Sarah Lowe, a flight attendant on one of the hijacked planes, Mike Lowe, gave the opening remarks.
These 20 years have felt like both a long time and a short time. And as we recite the names of those we lost, my memory goes back to that terrible day when it felt like an evil specter had descended on our world. But it was also a time when many people acted above and beyond the ordinary.
Relatives then read aloud the names of 2,977 victims, an annual ritual that lasts 4 hours.
Gordon M. Ameth Jr. Edelmiro Abad. Marie Rose Abad. Andrew Anthony Abate. Vincent Paul Abate. Lawrence Christopher Abel.
Leaders around the world have also expressed their condolences on the 20th anniversary of the world's worst terror attacks. Queen Elizabeth sent her thoughts and prayers to the victims, survivors, affected families and first responders. Members of NATO laid a wreath and held a moment of silence in remembrance in Brussels. In Australia, a last post ceremony was held at the National War Memorial in Canberra on Saturday afternoon. 10 Australians were killed in the attacks. Former United States President Donald Trump also commemorated the 20th anniversary of the September 11 attacks by visiting a fire station and police precinct in New York. There, Mr. Trump criticized his successor for the way U.S. forces pulled out of Afghanistan last month, expressing surprise about why it hadn't come up in other 9/11 memorial speeches.
It's a very sad day for a lot of reasons. And we just added to that reason last week. The Taliban was on hold. I dealt with the top guy, Abdul, and there was nothing he was going to be doing with us. All of a sudden, we have a rigged election, and all of a sudden, we flee Afghanistan. You know, that's why I'm saying, what timing, what horrible timing, the 20th anniversary. And I watched the speeches, and not one person spoke about the fact that 3 days ago, we fled Afghanistan, and we left Americans behind, and others too.
A fresh advertising vaccine blitz is launching across Australia today in a bid to get millions more COVID-19 jabs into Australian arms. The campaign, called First Things First, highlights the freedoms that vaccinated Australians will enjoy once the 70% and then 80% vaccination targets are reached. It shows people in a range of everyday settings, from pubs, family dinners, hairdressers and nightclubs, through to a grandparent holding her grandchild. The campaign will run across TV, radio, print, online, outdoor advertising, and in shopping centres. People in New South Wales will be able to tune into their final regular daily COVID-19 press briefing at 11 o'clock this morning. The in-person briefings being held by members of the government and senior health officials at that time every day since the state's Delta outbreak began in June and have become something of a daily ritual. But the Premier Gladys Berejiklian announced on Friday that daily updates would from Monday be presented online by the New South Wales health team. She said she and other ministers would do press conferences on a need-to-know basis, and she was unable to do her job properly if she continued them. New South Wales recorded another high of 1,599 new COVID infections and 8 deaths yesterday. All of Victoria's regional train services have been suspended today, a day after the state registered its highest number of daily coronavirus cases in the latest outbreak. Coaches will replace all V-Line services after more than 180 drivers and operational staff were placed in isolation following four positive COVID tests among workers. Of the 450 new infections reported in Victoria on Saturday, 75 have been linked to known cases and outbreaks. Meantime, the number of new cases in regional Victoria has risen to 10 overnight, just days after lockdown restrictions were lifted. To sport now, and the AFL Grand Final will be an all-Melbourne affair after the Western Bulldogs demolished Port Adelaide last night. The Dogs produced a stunning first-half blitz en route to a 17.14-6.9 victory in the preliminary final at Adelaide Oval. It means the Dogs advance to the Grand Final to play Melbourne in a fortnight in Perth after the game was relocated from Melbourne because of the city's COVID outbreak. The Dogs had 10 goal kickers headed by four from midfielder Bailey Smith, who spoke to Fox Sports after the game.
It has sunk in. It's just so surreal to be 20 years of age and now in the granny. It's just a credit to all the coaching staff and the players. Marcus Bontempelli's been a great skipper all year through lots of adversity, travel and COVID like everyone's been dealing with. It's just been amazing.
And now for a look at today's weather in Perth. It's a mostly sunny day with an expected top of 19 degrees. Adelaide, a few showers and 14. Melbourne, showers are developing 15. Hobart, a shower or two and 13. Canberra, partly cloudy, 18. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 27. Sydney, sunny and 29. Newcastle, sunny as well, 31 degrees. Brisbane, also sunny, 29. Cairns, a shower or two, 29. And Darwin, possible showers, 33 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala. This is SBS News.